Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 12th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotionals podcast, we explore what it means to be truly happy. Often, the so-called Beatitudes at the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount are seen as the demands of the kingdom. In other words, be poor in spirit, be mournful, be humble, and so on, and God will be pleased with you and allow you to enter his kingdom. But the Beatitudes are more like words of grace. The word often translated as blessed in this passage can be better translated as, oh, how happy. Jesus is saying those who are made happy by God realize their need for him, are comforted by him, and will inherit the earth, and so on. So this week, we focus on what it looks like to be made happy by God. Our Bible reading is Matthew chapter 5 and verses 1 to 12, and we read again from the Good News translation. The Sermon on the Mount. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. Amen. What is the gap between what people see of you in public and what happens behind closed doors? When the gap is small, we call that integrity. It doesn't mean that you never do wrong or that you're perfect, but it does mean you are pure in heart because your heart is wholly committed to God and living life the way he calls us to do. We will never be perfect in this life. That comes as a shock to those of us who are perfectionists. We will never have it all together, but with the Holy Spirit's help, we can sin less. And as we sin less, we are made happier. Wearing a mask of acceptability in public and trying to hide a life of wrong in private leads to stress and worry. Committing to integrity, to shrinking the gap between our public face and the life we live in private, and maintaining a heart that is pure and surrendered to God, is the way to a happy life. As you reflect on these words today, you may want to go a little deeper with them, in which case this question may help you. If someone were to look into your heart, how close would what they would find there be to the face that you show in public? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, as we consider peacemaking, unearthing the joy of conflict resolution.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.